from the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 6. Then he went about among the villages, teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Jesus said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. Not a road map? No. Not even some bread and money? No, not at all. Just a staff. I wonder why the staff is permitted, even recommended, while nearly everything else is ruled out. I've come across airlines having restrictions on what I can take along, but the Lord Jesus going into such detail, not even a spare tunic. But the staff in my hand, that's fine. Heavens, there's got to be a message here somewhere. I think it may have to do with reminding ourselves while we are treading the path on earth that it is a pilgrim path, that we are on the journey somewhere. It can be a rough trek. Bare feet would find it intolerable, for instance, so sandals are recommended. It may be tiring on occasion, this journey. I may weary of it all, perhaps even lose hope and heart. The staff in my hand will support me and even remind me what I'm doing on earth, on my way somewhere. For you and me, nowadays, the purr of the engine might occasionally remind even the passengers we're on a trip. We're not stationary. We have here no lasting city, but seek the one that is to come, and we're on the way. And perhaps what St. Dominic did in Europe in the early 13th century was gently but firmly to remind fellow disciples, fellow passengers on this journey. He reminded them of two things. First, that it was a journey, that we were best advised not to settle down too much on earth or become too comfortable. And secondly, there were indications available to us when we asked about the best way, the best route through life. The Gospel books, the letters of Paul, and the fruit of the church's experience over some 11 centuries by then. Yes, these would help. They would in some way be invaluable if you wanted to be sure of foot, resolute in your decisions about life, and full of loving concern for your fellow passengers in this vale of tears, not too keen on yourself only. Your eyes, as a disciple, your eyes are for looking out, not looking too much, for instance, into a mirror, perhaps not at all. Let your behavior tell you what you look like, whom you look like, whom you most resemble, not a mirror further than which you cannot see after all. The only things you can see in a mirror, apart from your own face, are those things that are behind you. Leave them behind. Move on. The Lord is calling you. Yes, pick up that staff or something similar that will be helpful on the way and even remind you once again that you are on a path. The Lord knew that the disciples would be treated as prophets, not well, and that their words of peace would not always or everywhere be welcome. If that were to happen to a disciple here, one of us, a sister, a brother, a priest, We would do well, I think, to keep the Lord's advice at heart. Shake off the dust of that town off your shoes and move on. Do not harbor resentment. Do not bury yourself in recriminations. Why do they not listen to the gospel I was preaching? No. Hold no grudges. Just move on. Preach the gospel and live its message elsewhere. There is lots of space that will be the richer for hearing the name of Christ. The staff in your hand will remind you, like a driver's license nowadays and your train ticket, you are on a journey. You are permitted, indeed licensed, to travel and speak of Christ wherever you go, in the city and in the countryside. Dominic is a companion you could converse with. So many fine disciples have been down this road. Put those sandals on then and go. Go in the peace of Christ and in the company of those who've trodden the path before you. Believe me, you will never walk alone.